Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. We have many net controls this evening. I'm merely opening it up. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 79 degrees. We had a high of about 88 today and very, very stormy. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Great, no emergency traffic. How about anyone celebrating their birthday this week, last week, maybe today? They'd like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy. Okay, no birthday stations. That means none of us are getting any older. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and our other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker and speakers. Do want to advise all stations connected that this net will be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, so all stations participating will be part of that recording. Our program tonight is entitled HTML Website Coding. So hopefully you'll enjoy. And like I said, ask questions of those speakers tonight. So with that, KY6V, I'm going to turn the podium over to you from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And good evening, everybody. Gordon, KY6 Sierra V here, and it's, as mentioned, tonight's going to be on HTML website coding. So bristle up and take a lesson. I think we're going to have some fun. The coding system for some seems to be confusing, but you know, when you get right down to the brass tacks, it turns out to be nothing more than a short line of instructions on how a particular task should be done. The instruction line starts and ends with a set of angle brackets with the name of the function to perform and, of course, any attributes. So as you will learn in the program and example this evening, if you wanted to center a word, let's pick a particular word or a sentence on your web page, and you want to put it in the middle of the page. You would simply start out with a command with an angle bracket, the word center, and an angle bracket at the end of that, and then that is followed by the word or sentence that you want centralized, if I can use that word. And then you end the whole kit and caboodle right with another set of angle brackets. This time a little different. You're going to have center in the middle, but you're going to have a forward slash sign. So you'll learn a little bit more about this, but it's quite simple. You use that technique if you want to change your font size, if you want to go from bold or not bold or italics or not italics, so on and so forth. It's pretty simple once you get going. So let's get into the program. David, GW8SZL, you ready there, Professor? If so, the gavel is yours, KY6V.
KY6V from GW8SZL. Good evening there, Captain. And yes, I'm here, and we are raring to go. Okay, hypertext markup language, commonly shortened to HTML, is a stand-up markup language for documents designed to be displayed in a web browser. It defines the content and structure of web content. It is often assisted by technologies such as cascading style sheets, also known as CSS, and scripting languages such as JavaScript. Web browsers receive HTML documents from a web server or from local storage and render the documents into multimedia web pages. HTML describes the structure of a web page semantically and originally included cues for its appearance. HTML elements are the building blocks of HTML pages. With HTML constructs, images and other objects such as interactive forms may be embedded into the rendered page. HTML provides a means to create structured documents by denoting structural semantics for text such as headings, paragraphs, lists, links, quotes, and other items. HTML elements are delineated by tags written using angle brackets. Tags such as angle bracket, India Mike Golf, angle bracket, and angle bracket input, angle bracket, directly introduce content into the actual page itself. And there are other such tags as angle bracket P for Papa, angle bracket, and angle bracket /P, angle bracket, surround and provide information about document text, and may include sub-element tags. Now, browsers do not display the HTML tags, but use them to interpret the content of the actual page. HTML can embed programs written in a scripting language, such as JavaScript, which affects the behavior and content of web pages. And the inclusion of CSS, that's cascading style sheets, defines the look and layout of content. The World Wide Web Consortium, also known as Whiskey Free Charlie, former maintainer of the HTML and current maintainer of the CSS standards, has encouraged the use of CSS over explicit presentational HTML since 1997. A form of HTML, known as HTML5, is used to display video and audio, primarily using the angle bracket canvas angle bracket element, together with JavaScript. Now, in 1980, physicist Tim Berners-Lee, a contractor at CERN, proposed and prototyped ENQUIRE, that was Echo November Quebec Uniform India Romeo Echo, which is a system for CERN researchers to use and share documents. Now, in 1989, Berners-Lee wrote a memo proposing an internet-based hypertext system. Berners-Lee specified HTML and wrote the browser and server software in late 1990. Now, in that year, Berners-Lee and CERN data systems engineer Robert Cailliau, I think I got that bit right, collaborated on a joint request for funding, but the project, unfortunately, was not formally adopted by CERN. In his personal notes of 1990, Berners-Lee listed some of the many areas in which hypertext is used. An encyclopedia is the first entry. Now, the first publicly available description of HTML was a document called HTML Tags, first mentioned on the internet by Tim Berners-Lee in late 1991. It describes 18 elements comprising an initial, relatively simple design of HTML. Except for the hyperlink tag, these were strongly influenced by SGM, Le Guind, an in-house standard generalized markup language, that's SGML, which is a base documentation format at CERN itself. Now, 11 of these elements actually still exist in HTML version 4. HTML is a markup language that web browsers use to interpret and compose text, images, and other material into visible or audible web pages. Default characteristics for every item of HTML markup are defined in the browser, and these characteristics can be altered or enhanced by the web page designer's additional use of CSS. Now, many of the text elements are mentioned in the 1988 ISO technical report TR9537, entitled Techniques for Using SGML, which describes the features of early text formatting languages, such as that used by the runoff command, developed in the early 1960s for the CTSS. That stands for Compatible Time-Sharing Systems, and that was an operating system. These formatting commands were derived from the commands used by typesetters to manually format documents. However, the SGML concept of generalized markup is based on elements, which are nested annotated ranges with attributes, rather than merely print effects, which separate structure and markup. HTML has been progressively moved in this direction with CSS. Okay, that concludes the first part of tonight's program. So is there anybody you'd like to check in, or any questions or comments? If you'd like to do so, please call now.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY.
Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. I got Victor Alpha 3, and I think it was Charlie Delta Victor. And I got Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, and that's Robert in Sydney. Is there anybody else who'd like to be added to the list? Okay, hearing nobody further. We'll go to Victor Alpha 3, and I think it was Charlie Delta Victor, but if I got that wrong, please correct me. It's your turn, sir. VA3, CDV, from GW8SZL. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Yes, you got my call sign correct. Thanks for that. Just saying hello to everybody. I just happened to be frequency scanning, and I saw the net here, so I thought I'd just register just to be part of it. So thanks for doing it. Back to you.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor from Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Dave over here in Newport, South Wales in the UK. Thanks for popping in and saying hi. It's great to hear from you. We're calling via the CN Tower repeater there in Toronto. Okay, I'll say 7-3 to Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor. Now we're going a little bit further south. Quite a lot further south. It's on the Southern Hemisphere. To our good friend Robert in there in Sydney. Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, it's your turn. Go ahead there, Robert.
GW8SZL, this is VK2DY, Robert in Kelly Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. But 20 degrees here, 68 Fahrenheit. The days are now longer than 12 hours, and they keep getting longer, so nice weather pattern we've got developing here. Anyway, other than that, just waiting for my wife's iPhone 16 to arrive. It should arrive sometime today. First time we've ever ordered an iPhone on the first day of availability, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, HTML was always fun to me. Because you could, you put the tag in, and you reload the page in your web browser, and it's changed, and you can see it instantly. I think it's much more fun programming in HTML than it is in, say, PHP or something else, where you have to complete what you're doing before you can actually look at it. You can look at it in stages, and you can see, well, no, I didn't really mean to center that, or no, I didn't really mean to do that, and you can fix it. And it's like the old days with programming in BASIC. You know, you just hit the run key, and you got to see the results immediately. So I really love HTML. Anyway, VK2DY, back to
Yeah, VK2DY from TW8SZR. We got 13.2 Charlie here, and that's 56 Foxtrot for our American friends. But it is 16 minutes past midnight here, so that's pretty warm for this time of the morning, at least for us anyway there, Robert. And yes, I totally agree with you. When we first started playing around with HTML many, many, many years ago, you know, just hit the refresh key and it miraculously appeared. Whether it was exactly where you wanted it to be was another story, but it did appear. And yeah, the PHP, you get the blank white screen if you mess it up, and then, oh, here we go again. But yeah, I totally and utterly agree with you there, Robert, 100%. So with that, I'll put it back to you. Do you have anything further before I pass it on to the next narrator there from TW8SZL?
Well, good evening. I'll start off my section here. We're going to say, Barners-Lee considered HTML to be an application of SGML. It was formally defined as such by the Internet Engineering Task Force, or IETF, with the mid-1993 publication of the first proposal for an HTML specification. The hypertext markup language, HTML, internet draft by Barnes-Lee and Dan Connolly, which included an SGML document type definition to define the syntax. The draft expired after 6 months, but was notable for its acknowledgement of the NCSA Mosaic browser's custom tag for embedding inline images, reflecting the IETF's philosophy of basic standards on successful prototypes. Similarly, Dave Raggart's competing internet draft HTML, which is hypertext markup format, from late 1993 suggested standardizing already implemented features like tables and fill-out forms. After the HTML and HTML plus drafts expired, in early 1994, the IETF created an HTML working group. In 1995, this working group completed HTML 2.0. The first HTML specification intended to be treated as a standard against which future implementations should be based. Further development under the auspices of the IETF was stalled by competing interests. Since 1996, the HTML specifications have been maintained with input from commercial software vendors. Let me buy a nickel here real quick. By the Worldwide Consortium, W3C, in 2000, HTML became an international standard, ISO/IEC 15445.2000. HTML 4.01 was published in late 1999, with further errant published through 2001. In 2004, development began on HTML 5 in the Web Hypertext Application Technology Working Group, WHATWG, which became a joint deliverable with the W3C in 2008 and was completed and standardized in 28th of October 2014. HTML markup consists of several key components, including those called /chevron/H1/chevron. Although some represent simply elements and so are unpaired, for example, chevron img/chevron, the first tag in such a pair is the start. Let me reset here real quick. Component is the HTML document type declaration, which triggers standard mode rendering. The following is an example of the classic Hello World program. Chevron DLC type, HTML for Chevron, Chevron HTML Chevron, Chevron HEAD Chevron, Chevron title, this is a title, Chevron /title Chevron. Chevron/head, Chevron. Chevron body, /. Chevron div, /. Chevron p, /. Chevron hello world, C, /. P, Chevron. Chevron with a / div, Chevron. Chevron/body, / Chevron. Chevron/html, Chevron. The text between HTML and Chevron/html, Chevron, describes the web page, and the text between body and Chevron/body is the visible page's content. The markup text title, this is a title, Chevron/title, Chevron, defines the browser page titles shown on browser tabs and Windows titles. And the tag Chevron div, Chevron, defines a division of the page used for easy styling. Between Chevron head and Chevron/head, comma, a Chevron meta, Chevron element can be used to define web page metadata. Let me reset here real quick. The document type declaration Chevron doc DOCTYP HTML Chevron is for HTML5. If a declaration is not included, various browsers will revert to Quirks mode for rendering. HTML documents imply a structure of nested HTML elements. These are indicated in the document by HTML tags, enclosed in angle brackets thus, that Chevron P forward Chevron. In this simple general case, the extent of an element is indicated by a pair of tags, a start tag, /P Chevron, and end tag, Chevron /P / Chevron. The text content of the element, if any, is placed between these tags. Tags may also enclose further tag markup between the start and end, including a mixture of tags and text. This indicates further nested elements as children of the parent element. The start tag may also include the element's attributes within the tag. These indicate other information such as identifiers for sections within the document. Identifiers used to bind style information to the presentation of the document, and for some tags such as the / Chevron img / Chevron used in embedded images. The reference to the image resource in the format like this, Chevron img SRC equals examples.com / example top JPEG, /. At this point, let me ask if there's any check-ins or questions before we continue on with the script.
Six, Victor.
KE5 to six, Victor. Go ahead, Gordon.
Yeah, thank you. You had one spot in there where you sort of dropped out and came back in, so... I think you picked it up fine. I wanted to mention for everybody, it's a little confusing that the symbols that are used in the start and stopping of an HTML command has about four different names. So I don't want you to get confused out there when one time we use one and one another. The set is actually called angle brackets. And if you look at the way the angle brackets are made, they are identical to what you would use in math and denoting things of that nature, where you're using a greater than or lesser than sign. looks exactly the same, but they're calling it an angle bracket. They are also called by another name, and that's chevrons. And you heard Greg using that just a few minutes ago. So a chevron is the same as an angle bracket. Then there's another guy in there that they call alligator symbols. Believe it or not. Now, if you think about the greater than, the lesser than sign, an alligator's either got his mouth open or it's got it closed, right? So there you have it. Didn't mean to bore the situation, but I thought maybe some clarity needed up there, Greg. KY6V, over.
KE5V, up to KY6V. Appreciate it very much. Like I said, I had cataract surgery a few hours ago, so I'm sitting here trying to bob my head up and down reading things, so bear with me a little bit. Thank you. Okay, moving on. HTML, hypertext markup language, is the code that is used to structure a web page and its content. For example, content could be structured with a set of paragraphs, a list of bulleted points, or using images and data tables. As the title suggests, this article will give you a basic understanding of HTML and its functions. So what is HTML? HTML is a markup language that defines the structure of your content. HTML consists of a series of elements which you use to enclose or wrap different parts of the content to make it appear a certain way or act a certain way. This enclosing tags can make a word or image hyperlink to somewhere else, can italicize words, can make the font bigger or smaller, and so on. For example, take the following line of content. My cat is very grumpy. If we wanted the line to stand by itself, we could specify that it is a paragraph by enclosing it in paragraphic tags. HTML. Chevron P. Chevron. My cat is a very grumpy. /P. Anatomy of the HTML element. Let's explore this paragraph element in a bit further. The main parts of our element are as follows. The opening tag, the consistence of the name of the element, in this case, P, wrapped in opening and closing angle brackets. This status where the element begins or starts to take effect, in this case, where the paragraph begins. The closing tag, this is the same as the opening tag, except that it includes a forward slash before the element's name. This states where the element ends, in this case, where the paragraph ends. Failure to add a closing tag is one of the standard beginner errors and can lead to strange results. The content, this is the content of the element, which in this case is just text. The element. The opening tag, the closing tag, and the content together comprise the element. Elements also have attributes that look like the following. Attribute. Chevron P, class equals editor note. Chevron my. Attributes contain extra information about the element that you don't want to appear in the here class attribute allows you to give the element a non-unique identifier that can be used to target it and any other elements with the same class value. With style information and other things, some attributes have no value, such as required. Attributes that set a value always have 1. A space between it and the element name for the previous attribute if the element already has one or more attributes. 2. The attribute's name followed by an equal sign. And 3. The attribute value wrapped by opening and closing quotation marks. Note, simple attribute values that don't contain ASCII, too. White space for any of the characters can remain unquoted, but it is recommended that you quote all attribute values as it makes the code more consistent and understandable. Naming nesting elements. You can put the elements inside other elements too. This is called nesting. If we wanted to state that our cat is very grumpy, we could wrap the word very in a strong element, which means that the word is to be strongly emphasized. HTML. My cat is strong, very strong, grumpy P. You do, excuse me, just a minute, I got to wipe my eye. You do, however, need to make sure that your elements are properly nested. In the example above, we open the P element first, then the strong element. Therefore, we have to close the strong element first, then the P element. The following is incorrect. HTML, chevron P, chevron my cat is chevron strong, chevron very grumpy, comma, chevron forward slash P X forward slash strong chevron. Let's take another break here real quick before we change it over to the next person. Do we have any check-ins or questions at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to turn it over to KB9EWG. David, are you out there, sir? It's your turn.
Well, thank you, Greg. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. KB9EWG here, Echo 2289. South Cars number, continuing on here. Excuse me. Attributes, main article, HTML attribute. Most of the attributes of an element are name, hyphen, value, pairs, separated by equal and written within the start tag of an element. After the element's name, the value may be enclosed in single or double quotes, although values consisting of certain characters can be left unquoted in HTML, but not XHTML. Leaving attribute values unquoted is considered unsafe for contrast with name hyphen value pair. Attributes, there are some attributes that affect elements simply by their presence in the start tag of an element, like the ismap attribute for the img element. There are several common attributes that may appear in many elements. Okay, for example, the id attributes provides a document wide unique identifier for an element. This is used to identify the element so that the style sheets can alter its presentational properties, and scripts may alter the animate or delete its contents or presentation appended to the URL of the page. It provides a globally unique identifier for elements, typically a subsection of the page. For example, the ID attributes in https://, en.wikipedia.org/wiki.html attributes there. The class attributes provide a way of classifying similar elements. This can be used for semantic or presentation purposes. For example, an HTML document might semantically use the definition angle bracket class equals quote notation quote unquote angle bracket to indicate all elements of this class value for main text of the document. In presentation, such elements might be gathered together and presented as footnotes on a page instead of appearing in the place where they occur. In the HTML source class, attributes are used semantically in micro formats. Multiple class values may be specified. For example, angle bracket class equals, quote, notation important, unquote, angle bracket, puts the element into both the notation and the important classes. The author may use the style attribute to assign presentational properties. A particular element is considered better practice to use an element's ID or class attributes to select the element within a style sheet, though sometimes this can be too cumbersome for simple, specific, or ad hoc styling. Let me reset the timers here. At this point, we are about to get ready for the program closing. Do you have any further check-ins, questions, or comments? If so, call in now. This is KV9EWG. I'm about to wrap things up here, so I'm going to try one more call for check-ins or comments before I wrap things up. This is KV9EWG here. Well, nothing further heard. Thank you all for coming by this evening. This has been SCARS UIP. Net schedules and general information be found on the SCARSVoIP.com website. That's SCARSVoIP.com. This is KV9EWG saying thank you all for participation. This net is now closed and secured and turning the conference back to normal amateur use. This is KV9EWG 73.